He changed the landscape in some ways, but he also got to tinker a little bit. He loved steam engines. He was playing with steam engines. The big water tower that's on that property is, as you see today, a lot of people think it's a lighthouse. It is not a lighthouse. It's a water tower. And he had a big pump house down near the base of the hill at on the beach that is still there today. You can still see that big brick house down at the base that the lifeguards use as a storage area. That was a steam engine that pumped water up from Lake Erie to this water tower, and then that was used to irrigate the orchards and the vineyards and all of his plantings. And there are stories that he would crawl up to the top of this big water tower and have a very powerful telescope and look at downtown Cleveland. And he was certainly still interested in Cleveland. He was on the city council for 12 years, and he helped renovate fire response. You know, he was able to figure out a way to pump water to put out fires. So he revolutionized the sanitary sewer system. He ran for mayor. You know, at one point, since he made so much money, he could put his mind to some inventions and to municipal care.